Could it be that sexuality could reveal the heart of God? Find out on this episode of Inverse. Hey everyone, this is Inverse, and my name is Justin Kim, and we're so happy that you're with us in the studio. We have Siku, Israel, and Sebastian, and we are looking in a Bible study on the topic of biblical sexuality. So we want to give you a little bit of heads up and a warning that if you have minors or this topic ain't your cup of tea for now, that you want to put this on pause and fast forward to another episode. So we're going to get into this topic in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 16, under the rubric of beyond sexuality. I want to ask you, Siku, before we have prayer, what are some things that you remember from this quarter? We're in episode 12. Well, we're almost wrapping up here, and we've covered a lot of mountains, a lot of valleys, and a lot of lakes in between. And what are some sights that you remember?
I think something that was important was just the description of what biblical sexuality looks like, so that biblical sexuality, according to the Bible, sexuality is good. Mm-hmm. It requires elements of sameness between the individuals who are involved, elements of difference between them. That it takes more than one person, i.e., two, mm-hmm. but then it also brings those two people together as one. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the five elements of biblical sexuality that come out, and then, you know, aberrations from that become deviations from what the Bible teaches.
Mm-hmm. And if you're curious about some of these principles, you can go to inversebible.org and catch up. And I think in between episodes 3 to about episode 8 is episode 4 to 9. Anyway, watch all of them, and you'll catch up where we are in episode 12. So, Sebastian, if you can pray for us, and we'll get into scripture right afterwards.
Sure. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we have covered so much by way of principles and guidance that is much needed. And Lord, we pray today that as we think beyond sexuality and its spiritual and prophetic ramifications and instruction in our lives, Lord, we trust that this may help to deepen our own relationship with you. Mm-hmm. We love you and we thank you for hearing and for answering this prayer. And we offer this prayer from our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are in Ezekiel chapter 16, and Israel can read verses 60 to 63, please.
It says, "Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you receive your older and your younger sisters, for I will give them to you for daughters, but not because of my covenant with you. And I will establish my covenant with you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, that you may remember and be ashamed, and never open your mouth any more because of your shame, when I provide you an atonement for all that you have done, says the Lord God."
Okay, thank you. So we are talking about this topic of sexuality, and it's very, very interesting that the Bible does not hold back from some of the risqueness associated with this topic.
Right.
Yeah? Yep. And sometimes within the church, and sometimes Christians, we don't want to go where God has gone. Yep. And hopefully this discussion has been an efficacious discussion, a topic for you all watching. And we're trying to kind of be sensitive with that line. We want to address what the Bible addresses, but treat this as a holy topic. But we know this topic has been on every other channel out there. And we want to treat it with the respect and the sensitivity that it needs. But when you go to chapter 16 of Ezekiel, the Bible does mention the sexuality. So share with us, what is the context of chapter 16 and what's going on here? Siku.
God is talking to his people. He's mm-hmm. talking to the children of Israel. And he starts off at the beginning of the chapter, and he's talking about the beginnings of their relationship.
Yep.
And he likens it to, in that context, to the love that, I guess, a parent would have for a child who's adopted. You know, mm-hmm. so it's like you find this child on the side of the street, and the child is, there's nothing desirable about this child. You know, you're not taking the child in because they're like amazing or they're like so cute and cuddly, But God takes Israel as his own people. Mm-hmm. So he adopts them as his people out of his love for them. Mm-hmm. And he invests in them, in that relationship. So God talks about the relationship that he has with these people as something that he initiates, mm-hmm. Not for the merit of the people that he takes as his own, but out of his great love for them. Mm-hmm. As this child grows up, the way that they respond to the way that God has treated them, mm-hmm. is disproportionate. It kind of doesn't sync up. So he's talking about, I guess it's his grievance in the situation where he has invested so much in this relationship, mm-hmm. He has loved, but then the response that he gets is not one that you would expect from mm-hmm. what God has been putting mm-hmm. in.
Well, this chapter has, 63 verses, and CQ, you described really, there's a self-contained narrative in chapter 16. When I read over chapter 16, it seems like there's different kind of loves that are mentioned. As you said in the beginning, there's a kind of a parental love. There's this kid, a baby in the middle of the road, and he just kind of takes care of it. Then it kind of transitioned into not a parental love, but a romantic love. Then it goes into a sacrificial love, and then a God kind of, Lord servant love. Mm-hmm. But it's all kind of compositely looked at here, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's some harsh parts in here. There's risque parts. What's going on there, Israel?
Yeah, well, one of the first scenes that is very, captivating is how it is that this individual encounters the baby. In verse 6, it says, I passed by you, and I saw you struggling in your own blood. Mm. And I said to you, in your blood live. Yes, and I said unto you, in your own blood live. And so you have this concept of not just any kind